Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld contends that members of the Al-Qaeda network have found shelter inside Iraq. As debate intensifies over a possible U.S. attack, the Defense Secretary took questions from reporters today.
Mr. Secretary, what global terrorist networks do you believe that Iraq has relationships with? Is Al-Qaeda one of those terrorist networks?
Sure.
Could you elaborate on that, sir? Because I don't think I think the evidence that we've talked about in the press about that has been a bit murky.
Well, life's murky. I mean, we're not on the ground down there, but are there Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Yes.
Rumsfeld stopped short of saying that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein actively supports Al-Qaeda. That's a key point. U.S. officials say that if Iraq supports the terrorist network, that might be a legal justification for war. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that Rumsfeld's remarks come in the midst of a public debate about exactly how the U.S. might try to defeat Iraq.
Secretary Rumsfeld was visiting a military base in Virginia yesterday when a reporter asked a disarmingly simple question.
There's this concern about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Why not just go hit them?
In other words, why bother with an invasion? Why not just mount an air raid? After a lengthy pause, Rumsfeld said that in spite of the power of U.S. air forces, such an option was impractical.
The Iraqis have a great deal of what they do deeply buried and avoid having the location, precise location, actionable locations of things known.
U.S. officials contend they will never eliminate Iraq's suspected capabilities until they change Iraq's government. Other practical realities may ultimately dictate the size and scale of any U.S. ground attack. Planners for General Tommy Franks, the commander of U.S. forces in the region, have drawn up proposals for an invasion involving 150,000 to 250,000 troops. Some military officials say the war could be won with fewer soldiers. This week, the New York Times published one possible scenario. A smaller force might seize the capital city of Baghdad and then watch as the rest of the regime crumbled around it. Military analyst Anthony Cordesman contends that this debate between large and small attacks is grossly oversimplified. In a recent paper on Iraq, he called it military drivel. No matter what kind of attack the military chooses, it needs bases, equipment, logistical support. Cordesman says no invasion is likely to be small.
Limited is a relative word. When we talk about 50 to 80,000 forward deployed combat troops, it in general takes one other man or woman in the theater for every person in the combat troops. You're talking about a very significant ground presence.
Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies does not dismiss the possibility that the U.S. could attempt a smaller invasion than the 1991 Gulf War. Several analysts say the U.S. could quickly grab some remote Iraqi airfield and easily defend its spot in the desert. It could become a base for future operations. That's part of what the U.S. military did in Afghanistan. The U.S. has so many weapons at its disposal that it might use almost any combination of airplanes, helicopters, tanks, and troops. Cordesman says that military leaders are more worried now about larger questions.
It isn't so much the military are reluctant to do this as their fear that they're going to be asked to do it with far too few forces on the basis of optimistic projections, of being committed to fighting a war where there is no clear plan for nation building, no clear plan to deal with the strategic aftermath.
Tomorrow, Cordesman will be one of several witnesses at the first congressional hearings on Iraq. Senate leaders hope to get the public thinking in broad terms about what the war could mean. As for the leaks of specific attack scenarios, Anthony Cordesman says they may have done little except confuse the public or even confuse Iraq.
You know something? You give an enemy enough contingency plans and they'll go mad. If you can't keep a secret, you can leak them to death.
Military analysts and U.S. officials stress several points they consider truly essential. First, the U.S. has to decide how dangerous it considers Saddam Hussein. Next, even a small ground war could involve a major commitment of American money and manpower. And no matter what commitment the U.S. starts with, Americans would have to be prepared to use whatever force proved necessary. If the U.S. started a war against Iraq, the United States could not afford to lose. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.